etapama.
Evo, dakle, prvo pitanje je, je li Evropska komisija donijela konačnu odluku o tome hoće li IPA fondovi, dakle, biti usmjereni u BiH ili ipak neće?
Did the European Commission reach final decision on whether IPA funds will be relocated to BiH or from?
The main issue is whether an agreement that has the support of all the stakeholders in Bosnia and Herzegovina is arrived at and is then notified officially to the European Commission. So it is for the Council of Ministers to get to a position where they can inform the Commission that a sustainable agreement has been made.
Danas smo razgovarali sa predstavnicima opozicije u BiH, oni su otprilike rekli da je i Evropska unija, odnosno Evropska komisija odgovorna za problem koji je nastao, jer se stavila na stranu jednog entiteta misleći na Republiku Srpsku.
We also spoke to members of the opposition parties today, and they have opinion that the European Commission is partly to be blamed as well, because they supported one of entities in Bosnia and Herzegovina, namely Republika Srpska, the decision.
To be clear, the European Commission has always had the same position, which is that an agreement that is sustainable, that has the support of all the stakeholders, is what is needed. This is important because if the funds are allocated, the European Commission would then need to sign a financing agreement. They would need to be sure that the money would be received, absorbed, it would be spent, the projects would be implemented, and the money would be accounted for, that there would be accountability. Without a guarantee of that accountability, obviously the European Commission has to ask whether it is a good use of money to spend that much. We're talking about 96 million euros without confidence that it will be used, including in the right way. So I think it is natural of the European Union to ask for a